Okay, next up we've got Third Cat.
Those days would surprise me. I never knew what I'd see. They fed in the backseat. And clever too, kiss her feet. Now I feel. No sharp value. Some thrills are with.
And I was wondering, is Third Cat playing the drums on this? They sound pretty good, but they also sound pretty organic, and the timing seems suspiciously human. So this is pretty and soothing. And I feel like Third Cat's clean vocals sound particularly nice on this song. I mean, they're mixed with some processed vocals, and there are some other processed vocals, but I feel like he may have like more singing confidence on this song than he's had on some other songs, and that confidence sounds good. Third Cat uses dynamics in an ordinary but perfectly fine ways, like, you know, having a verse with just guitar and vocals and then adding more instruments that kick in later in the chorus. It's a safe choice, doesn't mess up the song, so good job. I love Third Cat's spacey breakdowns, and I really like the bass in this. It's this really nice, deep, rich, like, sub-bass, and there's great dynamic swells in the ending, and there's this heavenly chorus pad that I like at the end. It's especially nice, and it quiets up towards the end. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to the song, and I was pretty happy with it.
I thought it was a surprise to hear it from Third Cat, you know, the guitar strumming in the very beginning and like that instantly appealing vocal melody. It was sort of a different sound from them. And then they kind of consciously derail that groove for the chorus. And that's very, very interesting. If I was going to try and do something like that in Logic, I would switch drummers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it like they'd have a different set and a different sound between the two, but not just that. Like one might have a little swing and the other one would be directly on the beat. You know, just a very interesting whatever the heck they did. They're always kind of very new and innovative, and I always really, really appreciate that from them. You know, it's like listening to these guys is like looking at a Magritte or an Escher painting. You know, I know like there's this overall appeal of the image, but then there's always other stuff going on inside it. And I think these guys are real artists. I'm really impressed.
And just for the record, when Ryan says they, he's referring to Third Cat and his two other cats.
Yes. Yeah.